带领嘅今日会读今日嘅经文，今日嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音四章21至24节。我哋会先用广东话读，再用英文读。
The worship leaders will read today's scripture. We will read it first in Cantonese and then in English. The scripture reading is John chapter 4, verses 21 to 24.
约翰福音四章二十一节，耶稣说：妇人，你当信我，时候将到。你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹大人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
John chapter 4, verses 21 to 24. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever.
今日我们有郑振元牧师，他会为我们分享神的信息，题目是赐生命的敬拜第二。
Today we have Pastor Jin Sheng share with us God's message titled A Life-Giving Worship, Part 2.
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
我们一起祷告。
Father, speak to us this morning.
天父，今天早上向我们说话。
Some of us are with heavy hearts.
我们有些人的心里面是很沉重。
And we need you more than ever.
主，我们今天更加需要你。
Encourage those who are heavily burdened.
去鼓励那些心灵沉重的。
Be the living water.That you have described to the Samaritan woman, to those of us who are in need of you this morning.
好似你曾经向呢个撒玛利亚妇人去形容呢个活水一样，求主你成为我哋今日嘅活水。
We are sinners.
主，我哋罪人。
But we are recipients of your mercy and grace.
但我哋都系得着你嘅恩典同埋怜悯。
So allow us to once again look into our finite nature.
所以主，让我们再一次看我们有限的本质。
But allow us not to stop there.
让我们不要去阻止你。
But to look up and see what Christ has done.
而是仰望基督为我们成就的。
And to ignite our hearts to follow him and live more like him.
让我们燃点我们的心去更加去跟随他，更加像他。
And feed us this morning with your word.
求主你的话语今天早上喂养我们。
So that we may be fed by your word.
以致我们是用你的话语得到
喂养。In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督耶稣的名义求。阿门。
We are created as worshiping beings.
我们被造是一个敬拜的受造物。
So it is not a question of if we will worship, but what we will worship.
所以这个不是在个问题不是在于我们会不会去敬拜，而是我们会敬拜什么。
Everyone is linked to, or everyone has an object of adoration.
我们都有一样的物件，我们是去觉得去我们是倾慕的。
We'll either worship an idol, or we'll worship God the Creator.
我们一是就去敬拜偶像，一是就去敬拜创造我们的神。
We've seen in the past few weeks that God is infinitely worthy to be praised.
在過去幾個禮拜，我們都看到神是無限，是值得去敬拜。
And there's nothing on earth or in heaven that can replace or who is higher than our God who deserves our worship.
天上地下都沒有一樣東西比祂更加大，更加配得我們的敬拜。
For that reason, God deserves our utmost love.Our almost life and our everything.
所以佢配得我哋献上我哋嘅全部嘅爱，我哋嘅生命，我哋嘅所有。
But I want to encourage you this morning.
但今天早上我想鼓励你。
I pray that Jesus would come to you as a comforter.
我哋希望耶稣基督嚟到你嗰度系好一个安慰者一样。
And I pray that you would find the living water that He can only offer.
我希望你喺佢里边去揾到唯一嘅活水。
We learned last week that we cannot defeat sin on our own.
上个礼拜我哋学到我哋唔可以凭自己去战胜罪。
We saw how Cain miserably failed and was overcome by a sin.
我哋睇到该人点样去失败，被呢个罪去胜过。
So we need Jesus.
所以我哋需要耶稣。
Because his blood speaks louder than Abel's blood.
因为佢嘅血咧系比亚伯的血咧系更加大声，
because he knows our weakness，
因为佢知道我哋嘅软弱，
he knows our burdens，
佢知道我哋嘅重担，
but not only that he took our punishment，
唔单止系咁样，佢系承担我哋嘅惩罚。
Today we arrived at John chapter 4，
今我哋嚟到约翰福音嘅第四章，
it's probably the most significant text on the topic of worship，
可能系讲到。崇拜这个题目的最重要的一个章节。
What we are encountering here is that the shadow is now revealed by the substance.
我们这里看到的就是说那个投影呢已经是被一个它本质的本体呢是出现了。
And Jesus is instructing us to worship the Father in spirit and truth.
耶稣去教导我们去用心灵和诚实去敬拜神。
In John 4, chapter 4 is packed with gems and jewels.
约翰福音第四章是充满了很多珍宝。
And I hope one day I can go over that with you guys one by one.
我希望有一天可以每一章节都跟大家去看。
But here's our third sermon on the topic of worship.
今天是我们讲到崇拜的第三讲。
A life-giving worship.
是献上生命的敬拜。
In order for us to understand what a life giving worship is, we must look through the lenses of the entire chapter.
我们要知道献上生命的敬拜是什么的时候，我们要去小心去看整章的经文。
But at the same time, let us examine our society today.
同一时间，让我们都去考察一下我们的现今的社会。
Our society inevitably suffers from obsession for freedom.
我哋嘅社会咧，其实喺一个问题里边，就系话系好迷恋自由。
And in this society, people desire no obligations.
但系同时间呢个社会嘅人咧，唔希望要有责任。
A political philosopher described this society as autonomous individuals with no sense of duty, authority, reverence, or awe.
一个政治的哲学家，他形容现今的社会是一个自主的个体，但是他没有责任感，没有权威感，没有敬畏感或者敬畏之心。
Unfortunately, that's also true for some Christians today.
可惜的，这个都是在基督徒里面都是这样。
We have lost the sense of reverent weight of worshiping God.
我们已经失去了在崇拜里面去敬畏神的心。
Westminster Confession of Faith 20, chapter 21 states that the only God establishes the terms of true worship.
在《生命之信有信条》里面说，只有神去建立真正敬拜的原则是什么？
And then Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 to 29 warns us that let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书十二章他说，所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
A pastor and a theologian A.W. Tozer in his book Worship echoes this loss of reverence.
咁图书作为一个牧师同埋一个神学家，佢喺佢讲敬拜呢个书里边都讲到话，现今嘅社会咧，我哋系失去咗敬畏。
He says the contemporary evangelical churches often possess every material advantage.
咁佢话现今嘅福音派嘅教会咧，佢得到好多嘅物质上嘅优势。
Yet they are missing the most important element, which is a sacred offering of worship to God.
但系佢哋就失去咗个最重要嗰样嘢，就话一个神圣嘅。向神的敬拜。
And he gives two reasons why that is happening.
咁佢俾咗两个原因，点解会系咁样咧
？First one is because a worker at a church who does not first learn to delight of worship is piling up temporary materials, and when the time comes, God's gonna set that on fire.
咁佢话一个教会里边呢个工人，如果佢唔首先去学习喺崇拜里边有喜乐嘅时候，佢只不過係將一啲臨時嘅物質去堆埋一齊，直到神將呢個火降落嚟燃燒。
Another reason Tozer gives why we lost the sense of sacred worshiping God is because believers remain in their spiritual first grade by focusing on themselves rather than worship。
而第二個原因，佢話就係話咧，呢個基督徒咧佢。仍然是将自己聚焦在这个崇拜的当中，是以自己为首先，是自己的喜乐和安全。
And unfortunately, as a result, we see, Tozer says, many churches existing merely as a monument.
他说，所以呢，结果就是说，很多教会继续在这里变成一个纪念碑。
The glory has departed.
这个荣耀已经离开他们。
And the Church of Jesus was never intended to become a religious theater.
但基督的教会本质不是要作为一个宗教的一个剧院。
What Tozer is actually saying is it was actually the church, the people of God.
他说，图书说这个教会是神的子民。
The people of God whom God called to worship him.Actually brought God down until nobody can respect him anymore.
呢啲神呼召嚟敬拜嘅人，反之佢将神去拉低，直至到冇人再尊重神为止。
You see, Tozer actually goes on to say that what Westminster Confession of Faith chapter 21 says.
佢继续讲就系好似西敏寺信嘅信条第21问所讲嘅。
Worship is not something we are allowed to do as we please.
敬拜唔係一啲我哋想做就做嘅嘢。
And we will see how Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman today teaches us that there is a proper way to worship.
我哋今日就睇到耶穌點樣教導呢個撒瑪利亞嘅婦人一個真正嘅敬拜係點樣。
There's three steps to that.
有三個方向。
That we encounter God.
我哋去迎見神。
And our hearts are restored.
我们的心被改造。
And our outward worshiping to God is restored.
而我们外在向神的敬拜也都是得到修复。
Begins from God.
首先是从神开始。
It ends with God.
而至终是去回神那里。
We are in the middle.
我们在中间。
Guided by Christ.
被基督去引导。
To understand this, we must look at a few verses prior to today's passage.
咁要明白呢樣嘢，我哋要首先要睇翻今日嘅經文之前嘅幾節。
Before I begin，
我開始之先
，I want to apologize if some of you may have experienced my impatience。
咁我想首先向有啲人去道歉，因為我嘅一啲嘅冇耐性嚇。
Not impatient towards sin, because if you are patient with sin, it'll kill you。
咁唔係話對罪係冇耐性，如果你對罪有耐性嘅時候咧，罪會殺咗你。
But impatience when love is required，
而係咧當要有需要愛而冇耐性嘅時候。
in the tone that I spoke,
我说话的那个语气,
the words that I use,
我用的字眼,
I ask that Jesus would come and comfort you.
我希望基督来到是安慰你,
and that includes my wife.
包括我的太太。
Now in verse 1 it says, Jesus, after learning that the Pharisees are focusing on him, he decides to leave, and it is best to leave Judea to Galilee.
第一节他说当耶稣发觉到法利赛人是聚焦在他身上的时候，他就要决定离开犹大地去到加利利。
Now during the time of Jesus, it was normal for Jewish people to go right through Samaria from Judea the south,up to north in Galilee, as you can see in the map.
在耶稣的时代呢，一个犹太人的旅行的人呢，他很多时可能会是由在犹太和加利利中间一条路是经过撒玛利亚去。
Now there was an alternative route that takes longer.
但有另一条路呢，是可能要行远一点
的。With that route, you have to cross the Jordan River to the east and go up to the north,in the area where there are non-Jews, and then once you get to Galilee, you cross back to Galilee, and this is called Trans-Jordan Route.
咁你首先你要经过呢个约旦河，去到耶利哥嘅东边，由向北行，嗰度冇少啲犹太人嘅地方，然后再过翻去由呢个约旦河去翻西边，去到呢个加利利海，呢个所谓嘅通过约旦河嘅呢条路。
And many of us understand that Jewish people always selected this longer path because they hated Samaritans.
我哋好多人都知道就係話猶太人咧好多時都揀呢條長啲嘅路，因為佢哋唔中意撒瑪利亞人。
But there was a Roman Jewish historian of first century. His name was Josephus, and he records that even though they hated each other, a lot of Jewish travelers still preferred to go through Samaria because that was the most efficient way to get there.
咁有一个第一世纪嘅罗马犹太人嘅历史学家，佢记载到咧就话，纵使啲犹太人唔中意呢撒玛利亚，但仍然有好多犹太人咧去选择经过撒玛利亚，因为呢个短啲嘅路途。
The hostility between Samaritans and Jews go all the way back to the time of King Solomon.
咁猶太人同埋撒瑪利亞人之間嘅糾紛咧，去可以追溯到翻去所羅門嘅時代。
After King Solomon, the kingdom were divided to north and south.
咁喺所羅門王之後咧，呢個猶太嘅國咧係分開咗北國同埋南國。
And the northern king had a king named Omri, and he named the capital city of northern Israel as Samaria.
咁当时嘅北国嘅王咧，暗利咧，佢将撒玛利亚定为佢嘅北国嘅首都。
But around 720 BC, Assyria conquered northern Israel, and they took all the elite Israelites to Assyria and sent foreign people into the land of Israel.
咁喺公元前嘅720年左右咧，亞述呢個帝國咧就攻佔咗北國以色列，然後咧就將呢啲老落嚟嘅人咧就帶去亞述，然後將一啲外國人咧就帶到嚟北國裏邊去居住。
When people come from foreign nation countries, they come not just with their bag and families, but they come with their religion and culture.
當一啲嘅外地人佢嚟到嘅時候咧，唔單止係帶佢嘅家人，並且係將外邦嘅宗教咧，亦都一齊帶入嚟。
These foreigners intermarried Israelites who were remaining there。
咁呢啲外國人咧，同以色列人咧一齊去彼此去通婚，並且留喺嗰度。
And this obviously mixed their religious practices with the foreign gods。
佢哋亦都去喺佢嘅宗教嘅崇拜裏邊去同外地嘅宗教咧係混合一齊。
Well, when exiled Jews returned to their homeland in south, they actually looked down upon the Samaritans of north.
当被掳嘅犹太人翻到嚟佢哋家乡喺南国嘅时候咧，佢哋对于呢啲撒玛利亚人咧就觉得好鄙视。
They were judging them.
佢审判佢哋
，saying that they are impure blood.
佢哋批评佢哋，佢哋嘅血统唔纯正。
With corrupted beliefs.
是充滿了一些腐敗的思想。
And that led up to the 2nd century BC, where the southern Judah under King John destroy the temple of northern Israel.
又去到啊，主前嘅第二世纪呢个南国嘅王，呢个叫约翰嘅，佢去摧毁咗喺基利心山上边啊犹大以色列国嘅一个啊圣殿。
And by the first century, Samaritans had their own canonical books of the Bible. They only considered first five books of Moses as the Bible and rejected everything else.
然后到第一世纪嘅时候咧，撒玛利亚人佢哋有自己嘅圣经，但系佢哋嘅圣经只系有摩西五经，佢哋唔会接纳其他嘅书卷。
It sounds there's nothing wrong with that, but they rejected everything that had to do withJerusalem, so they only believe in the first book of the Moses.
啊，好似冇乜問題，但係其實佢哋係否定咗所有關於耶路撒冷同埋佢哋聖殿嘅所有嘅歷史同埋宣講。
And people in the north of Samaria, Samaritan people worshipped in this mountain, and the Jerusalem, they worshipped in the temple.
所以咧，撒瑪利亞人咧就喺佢哋嘅山上邊敬拜，而啊以色列人。南国的人呢就在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面敬拜。
So Jesus passed through Samaria because it was the most efficient way to get to Galilee. He came to a place called Sychar, and there was Jacob's well.
那耶稣呢就行了这条最快的路，就是经过撒玛利亚人去到这个聚加城里面，然后来到雅各井那里。
And it was about the sixth hour, and Jesus is now described in his human nature that he was tired and thirsty and hungry.
那个时间呢是五正，那这个耶稣形容自己呢是很累很肚饿。
Now in the Jewish time, it begins at 6 a.m., so sixth hour means noon or 12 o'clock.
那么犹太人的时间里面呢，他们的时间由早上六点钟开始，所以五正的时候呢就是正中是十二点中午的时间。
So it was about around lunchtime, so Jesus tells that his disciples to go into the city and get something to eat.
所以那个是午膳的时间，耶稣就叫他的门徒去入城里面去找东西吃。
But a Samaritan woman in that solitude arrives at the well and meets Jesus.
而这个撒玛利亚妇人呢就独自的来到这个井里面去遇见耶稣。
Now this is at noon, the hottest time of the day.
那这个是正午的时间，是一日里面最热的时间。
Women at the time usually gathered water, not in solitude, but in group, either in the morning or in the afternoon when it's not too hot.
那当时的妇女打水的时候呢，他们不是自己来，而是应该是一班人这样来，也都不是正午的时间，应该是早上或者是傍晚啊，没那么热的时间来。
So that they would have enough water to drink and wash and to clean.
以致他们能够有足够的水可以去饮用，可以去做清洁或者洗衫。
But maybe because of her public shame, as we read in verse 16, caused her to isolate herself and to run away from the society's attention.
可能是因为第十六节所讲的他的羞耻，以致他自己是独自的来喝水，以致不会被其他人见到。
As she was approaching the well, she saw a Jewish man, and she probably thought, oh my goodness, I thought I was alone.
那他来到这个井的时候，见到一个犹太的男人，他可能觉得，哎呀，为什么有一个犹太人在这里？我以为只有我自己在这里而
已。Is he going to judge me again?
他会不会又来批评我呢？
Can go anywhere else because I need the water.
我哋唔可以去第二啲地方，我真系要攞呢个水。
As much as she hoped that he would not bother her when she was fetching the water, it didn't turn out that way, did it?
咁佢都想可能呢个犹太男人唔会去理佢，咁但系结果唔系佢预期嘅。
Because Jesus was there for this woman, not for water.
因为耶稣喺嗰度唔系为咗水，而系为呢个妇人。
So Jesus strikes a conversation. Give me a drink.
所以耶稣就开始这个对话，他说给水我喝。
But at the time, it was striking to the Samaritan woman because Jewish men would not talk to Jewish women alone in this setting.
对于这个犹太妇人来说也很错愕，因为按照他们的传统，一个犹太男人不会跟一个女人在公众单独去讲话。
And with surprise, she asks,How can you, a Jewish man, request water from me, a Samaritan woman?
咁所以呢个犹太玛利亚妇人就问耶稣：你作为一个犹太人，点会去问我一个撒玛利亚妇人去攞水饮嘅咧？
And Jesus, John explains the context here in verse 9 because he said, For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans.
約翰就在第九節解釋他說原來猶太人和撒瑪利亞人是沒有來往。
This word, the phrase no dealing is a bit mistranslated here.
這個沒有來往這個字翻譯出來其實可能有一點錯的。
Rather than to associate with or have a dealing with, the Greek word here is to use something together with.
這個來往的字在希臘文的原文來說，其實有一個更加深的意思，就是說一起去用一些東西。So
rather than Jesus associating with the Samaritan woman, what Jews couldn't do was to share eating utensils or cups or glasses because what they were using were viewed as impure.
所以不是說來往的問題，而是說猶太人和撒瑪利亞人，他們是不會一起去用餐具，或者是一起去進食，或者用杯，因為猶太人視這些是不潔的。
But she did not know that this cup cannot stain the purity and holiness of this man, Jesus.
但这个犹太妇人不意识到这个不洁的杯，不能够使到这个圣洁的耶稣成为不洁。She
did not know who Jesus was.
她不知道耶稣是哪一个。
So she keeps on asking a wrong questions after another question.
所以她不断问一些错的问题。
She had no idea that Jesus can sanctify anything that he touches.
他不知道耶稣能够去使到他任何玷过的东西都变得圣洁。
After the initial conversation is started, there follows a long conversation about this thing called living water.
他开始这个对话之后，就跟着有一段的对话，就讲到这个活水。
This living water Jesus offers eliminates thirst once for all.
这个活水耶稣所给的
So in this sense, if you are a keen reader of the Bible, we understand that this thirst that Jesus is talking about here is not a physical thirst.
我们知道耶稣这里所讲的口渴不是一个身体上的，一个机能上的口渴。
Sorry, correct me. The thirst isn't for physical water, but it is for God, the eternal water from God.
不是要去喝一些实质上的水，而是去渴求神这个活水，祂的话语。
And Jesus says in verse 14 that this water will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶稣说，如果这个人喝了这个水，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
It's interesting the word that Jesus used here to describe the living water. It's not just a springing up. The idea is almost like leaping up, jumping with everything you have.
耶稣所形容到的这个水不单止是一个泉水的源头，而是好像这个水可以跳起来，是一起去跳起来。
The living water would not just merely quench thirst temporarily, but it would surge upward from the bottom of his heart, the bottom of one's soul, and it will continuously sustain day by day, year after year.
这个活水不单止不是只是一次去清除这个口渴，而是在你的生命里面，你的灵里面，你的中心里面，去不断地涌出来，一日又一日，一年复一年。
The Old Testament promises echoes this.
舊約的應許亦都係咁樣講。
In Isaiah 12, it says, On God's salvation day, His people joyfully will draw water from the wells of salvation.
在以賽亞書12章第3節，佢話：所以你們必從救恩的泉源歡然取水。
The language of inner satisfaction and change recalls prophecies of God promising new hearts.
讲到神在旧约圣经里面的应许，说我们有一个新的心。
that it would replace dead religious activities with a new heart of knowing and experiencing God.
当我们认识到神，我们经历到神的时候，这个新的心就会取代了一些宗教的仪式、礼仪、外在的表现。
And in Isaiah 55, God promises this everlasting living water, or the new covenant, not just to Israel, but any people, any nation that may not know God.
咁以赛亚书55章，神所应许嘅呢个活水，以致我哋能够存活嘅，唔单止系俾以色列人，而系所有任何相信神嘅人。
But at the same time, this same passage in Isaiah 55 requires the wicked one to forsake his way and evil men to forsake his thoughts.
但同一段圣经里面呢，亦都系神去要求嗰啲恶人要离弃自己嘅道路，不义嘅人要除掉自己嘅意念。
And he says, then God, I will show mercy and will freely pardon.
然后耶和华就会怜恤佢，同埋广行赦免。
What God promised to his new people in a new covenant,there's a prerequisite of acknowledging your sin.
所以神应许人有新的生命的时候，首先你要去承认自己的罪。
But people do not acknowledge their sin on their own.
但人不可以靠自己就会认罪。
And that's probably why Jesus was there with the Samaritan woman.
可能就是因为这样，耶稣在那里去跟这个撒玛利亚妇人对话。
Because Jesus was about to address the woman's sin.
因为耶稣要去指出佢嘅罪。
Now, this Samaritan woman did not only fail to comprehend who Jesus was.
呢个撒玛利亚妇人唔单止系唔明白到究竟耶稣系边一位
，but she failed to comprehend what her problem was.
佢亦都唔去明白到佢嘅问题系乜嘢。
She misunderstood her own need.
佢唔明白到佢自己真正嘅需要系乜嘢。
So we can read in verse 15, woman said to Jesus, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water.
在第十五节，他说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
She was desperate in her spirit.
在他的灵里面，他觉得很悲凉。
She was thirsty.
他很口渴。
But in Romans 3:11, we know that in our fallen condition, not a single person pursues God.
罗马书第三章指出就系话喺我哋堕落嘅处境里边，冇一个人会寻求神。
Our pursuit or our turning away from sin to God begins when our hearts are converted by God's grace.
我哋从罪去远离。是要由神的恩典临到我们开始。
And here, Samaritan women were not yet converted.
在这里，这个撒玛利亚妇人还没是被改变。
So she was not asking for God himself or anything that is spiritual good, but something that would fetch and something that would give her a convenience and comfort.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人在这里求的不是神自己，而是去找一些东西可以能够给他有安慰、有舒适，可以离开其他人。
Famous Roman Catholic theologian Thomas Aquinas would say that she was not genuinely pursuing God.
有一个出名的罗马天主教的神学家阿圭纳，他说这个妇人不是真的去寻求神。
Rather, she was chasing after peace.
她是寻求平安。
She was hunting after relief from shame.
她希望从这个羞辱里面得到释放。
And she wanted something to occupy her emptiness.
她希望有些东西可以充满她自己的空虚。
Aquinas insisted that sometimes people desperately seek after the things that God can provide alone.
阿居拉他说很多时候人是去找一些只有神才可以给到的东西。
But at the same time, people can be running away from him.
但同一时间这些人也是从神那里去远离。
That's exactly what Samaritan women were doing.
这个就是正正这个撒玛利亚妇人做的东西。
It didn't matter to Jesus because he knew everything.
但对耶稣没关系，因为他知道所有的东西。
He knew that her life was empty.
佢知道呢個婦人嘅生命係空洞。
He knew that she didn't quit trying to discover joy after joy in various marriages.
佢知道呢個婦人係不斷嘅喺從婚姻裏邊去揾喜樂。
She maybe thought this marriage will finally serve me well and rescue me.
可能佢話啊，到呢個婚姻可能真正嘅可以拯救我。
Yet none of her marriage survived.
但佢冇一個婚姻可以長久。
In fact, she is living with a man who is not her husband.
而家同佢一齐住嘅男人亦都唔系佢嘅丈夫。
Maybe she was just lonely.
可能佢只不过系觉得孤单。
Maybe she was just hurt.
可能佢觉得受伤害。
Maybe she needed help.
可能佢需要帮助。
So she won't have to be thirsty again.
以致佢唔会觉得干渴。
So she was willing to grasp anything that could quench her thirst.
所以佢願意去捉緊一啲任何嘅嘢，可以使佢唔再口渴嘅嘢。
And Jesus says, "The water that I will give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
耶穌對佢講話：如果你飲咗我所俾你嘅水咧，你就永遠唔渴。呢個水咧，仲要喺你裏頭成為泉源，直湧到永生。
At least this Samaritan woman knew what Jesus was offering, and that was far greater than what she can get from Jacob's well.
如果知道呢個婦人知道耶穌俾佢嘅嘢係幾咁大嘅時候，呢樣嘢係比呢個雅各嘅井係更加大。
This agnostic woman without knowledge now begins to have knowledge who Jesus was。
呢個從前冇知識嘅婦人，而家佢開始意識到耶穌係邊一個。
But remember in 15 he says, "Give me this water. Why? Because I will not be thirsty.Or I will not have to come here to draw water."
有呢個婦人咧，第十五節佢話：啊，先生，請你將呢個水俾我飲，以致咧我唔會再口渴，同埋或者我唔再需要嚟呢度去打水。
You see, this woman was specially attracted to water that would save her from coming to visit the well.
你睇到呢個婦人係被嗰個水去吸引，因為呢個水能夠。幫助佢唔再需要嚟呢個井裏度。
It's as if she was thinking, whenever I come here, I feel like I am wearing a scarlet A stitched on my clothes.
可能呢個婦人就係諗緊，我每一次嚟呢個井，我覺得都自己帶啊好突出，個個人都望住佢。
It's actually the story from a scarlet letter that we have to read in high school.
咁咧呢個啊可能係一個啊粉紅色嘅字，係以前佢啊。高中嘅時候要讀過嘅一本書。
She feels humiliated whenever she comes to get water.
佢每一次嚟到呢個井都覺得係好啊羞辱。
So sir, if you have such water, please give me so that I don't have to feel humiliated by coming here at noon.
佢話：先生，如果你有呢個水咧，請你俾我啦，以致我唔需要中午嘅時候係嚟到，亦都有俾人羞辱。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Some of us feel the same way.
我哋有啲人都會咁樣諗。
Some of us perhaps have not yet experienced the richness of Christ's living water.
我哋有啲人可能冇經歷到耶穌基督所俾呢個活水嘅豐盛。
We haven't really savored that living water Christ is offering.
我哋冇真正嚐到耶穌基督俾呢個水嘅味道。
Some of us are still carrying heavy spirits that feel thirsty and lonely.
我哋有啲人嘅靈仍然係覺得好沉重，覺得係。好啊，空洞。
That you're spiritually bankrupt without even noticing.
可能你覺得你甚至乎唔覺得你靈裏邊已經係破產。
If you're in that situation,
如果你係咁嘅狀況嘅時候
，know that this woman with a spirit as thirsty as empty as yours encountered God.
你知道呢個婦人同樣嘅心靈裏邊係乾渴同埋空洞，佢嚟到去遇見神。
God encountered an empty woman.
神嚟到去面对面去见到呢个空虚嘅妇人。
God, the only one who is able to satisfy that kind of emptiness in our soul, met this woman.
神去唯一能够去啊根治我哋嘅空虚嘅，佢嚟到面对面去同呢个妇人。
And I hope we will hear the same Christ's message that he gave to this woman.
我哋希望我哋同样嘅去听到耶稣去俾呢个妇人嘅信息。
And that we would able to open our mouth and genuinely ask, Sir, give me this drink.
同樣的，我們能夠真心的開口去求，去對神講，求主你給這個水給我。
He will absolutely give it to you.
他肯定的是會給你。
Rather than giving this drink to the woman, in verse 16, Jesus said to the woman, Go, call your husband, and come here, out of blue.
但是很奇怪，第十六节，耶稣没有将立即将这个水给他，他反之叫这个妇人说，你叫你的丈夫来这里。
Jesus does not give what she's asking immediately.
耶稣没有立即去给这个妇人所要求有的东西。
And it is common way that Jesus converses with other people in the Gospel of John.
同样的，耶稣在这个约翰福音，他跟其他人去对话当中都是这样的方法。
Before the restoration and before the redemption happens, what Jesus often does is that he zeroes in onto a person's deeper sin.
当神首先去改变一个人或者有做这个救赎的时候，首先耶稣去指出这个人的罪在哪里。
He focuses on and he brings out the deeper shame, the weakness and sin that person has before redeeming that person.
当耶稣救赎这个人以先，他首先去将这个人的羞辱，他的罪去带出来。
So redemption can't happen if we are not realizing our sin.
所以如果我们不知道我们的罪在哪里的时候，这个救赎不会发生。
So we should be very careful about our sin.
所以我们要对我们的罪要很小心。
If you are unaware of your sin and you think you're doing all right,
如果你不知道，不察觉到你的罪，你觉得是你做得很好的时候，
You might be in the state of the Samaritan woman was.
可能你都是跟这个撒玛利亚妇人的处境一样。
But it's not a surprise that Jesus does this before he redeems them.
但这个我们不应该觉得诧异，说耶稣是要这样做在救赎以前。
Because if Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
如果耶稣基督是神的羔羊，去除去世人的罪的时候，
Then inevitably, at one point, he will have to deal with and address sin in those who want to know him and follow him.
所以无可避免的，你就要去面对你自己的罪，就在你跟随耶稣以前。
And the woman's response is like our response when our deepHidden sin is about to be exposed.
咁呢个妇人去点样去回复咧？就好似我哋平时一样，我哋当我哋嘅罪要被揭露出嚟嘅时候，会点样做咧
？Woman says, "I have no husband."
呢个妇人话我冇丈夫。
She tried to get away in a bad position that she can be in.
佢尝试去喺一个用一个方法去躲避耶稣呢个问题。
And far from it, she doesn't want to deal with the sensitive topic of her previous secret life with some kind of a stranger.
她也不想对一个陌生人去揭露她过去的生活上面的秘密和羞耻。
What does Jesus do here?
那耶稣做什么呢?
In the gentlest possible way, Jesus exposes the whole truth that the Samaritan woman could not imagine.
耶稣用最温柔的方法去在这个妇人面前去揭露他自己都想不到的事。
Jesus said, you're right, you don't have husband, but you had five husbands, and the man that you are sleeping with now is not your legal husband.
耶稣过去说，你说得没错，你过去有五个丈夫，现在跟你一起的也都不是你自己的丈夫。
It's a shocking to be in her shoe.
在这个妇人的处境里面，他觉得很惊讶。
A complete stranger comes up to you and exposes you in the public.
一个完全的陌生人来到你的面前，去将你的东西去揭露出来。
Especially the ones you're most embarrassed about.
特别是你那些你不想听记得的东西，最羞耻的东
西。But woman asks with a shocking surprise and.You know, there is something to learn from this woman. She asks, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
咁呢个妇人嘅回应咧亦都好惊奇。佢话 先生，我知道你是一个先知，有些事我们可以学习的。
The woman was probably thinking that Jesus' accurate knowledge of her past is given by God.
可能这个妇人就觉得耶稣基督这么对于他的过去这么清楚，可能是由神去给他看到。
And here, once again, we see a cunning of a human fallen nature.
在这里我们看到这个妇人她一个堕落的本性。
She follows up with a question that would redirect the whole topic of the discussion.
他怎样去继续这个说话呢？就是讲了一问了一个问题，从
Imagine,
他原本所讲的东西完全无关系。
Imagine how much she was being judged by the people in her society, and she doesn't want to take another judgment from a stranger.
你想象一下，他在这个他的社会上面被几多人去批判、去批评，他不想再被任何人去批评。
So she gives now a theological question to a person seemingly to be appearing as a prophet.
所以呢，他对一个看来好像一个先知的人呢，他问了一个神学的问题。
She told Jesus, our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, while you Jews claim Jerusalem is where one should worship. The very hot topic that has a long history that could possibly...make him forget about my wrong, secret, embarrassing past.
他问了个问题，就说我们的祖宗在这个山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。他觉得这个这样的问题，这个问题呢，可以令到耶稣呢不再去讲他过去羞耻的事情。
Even though she's thinking, okay, maybe the way that our conversations are going will be better and I'll be in a better position.Jesus knew exactly what she was doing.
耶稣当然知道他心想这样的事，这个妇人认为这个这样的对话呢，可以是让他觉得反而觉得好一点。
Because of the location of where one worship was crucial to this woman as well.
因为在哪里敬拜对于这个妇人来讲也很重要。
The woman hoped this Jewish prophet would abandon his uncomfortable inquiries about her.
咁呢个妇人希望呢个先知咧唔会再去追住讲佢过去唔好嘅嘢。
But Jesus answered strangely.
但耶稣好奇怪嘅回答。
He says, "Woman,"
佢话妇人
"believe me."
佢话你当信我。
The hour is arriving when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
他说时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
The woman here is a neutral tone of a respectful way of addressing a woman like Madame.
咁耶稣喺呢度系一个好用一个好中性嘅称呼，佢话妇人去对呢个妇人讲嘢。
And the word "believe me" is not actually a commandment because it's a pisteuo, following with a dative first person pronoun.
咁呢个佢话你当信我咧，唔系一个命令，而系喺一个第一身嘅一个邀请。
It's not telling about that you should believe Jesus with redemptive faith。
佢唔系话你要相信耶稣，要有一个救赎嘅信心。
But more like, Madam, let me tell you something。
佢话反之好似系话妇人，让我去讲一啲嘢你听。
The phrase "the hour" here has a definite article in English, but it doesn't in Greek.
咁喺那個時候呢個字咧，喺希臘文裏邊咧，唔係講到一個特定嘅時刻。
And whenever this unqualified hour is mentioned in the Gospel of John, it points us to Jesus's cross, his resurrection, and his exaltation.
當喺約翰福音提到呢個時候嘅呢個字眼嘅時候咧，佢所指出嘅就係指向耶穌基督嘅十字架。
And sometimes we read this and reply, we read Jesus' reply and we conclude that maybe Jesus is saying, it doesn't really matter where you worship.
咁我哋当睇到耶稣嘅回答嘅时候，我哋可能会谂到话，其实喺边度崇拜冇关系。
Whether you worship it following Samaritan's customs or Jewish traditions, it doesn't matter.
可能你会谂话无论你去跟撒玛利亚人嘅传统、犹太人嘅传统都冇关系。
That's a hasty conclusion we want to avoid.
这个呢是一个很草率的总结，我们要去留意，我们不会这样做。
Because in verse 22, he does say, you worship what you don't know, we know what we worship, because salvation belongs to the Jews.
因为耶稣22节他继续说，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Jesus is once again judging the Samaritan woman as agnostic, which means without knowledge.
再一次的耶稣指出这个妇人，他是没有知识，是不认识一些东西。
Jesus is telling this woman, you are stupid.
耶稣说这个犹太妇人说你很蠢。
But what does Samaritan woman do?
但这个撒玛利亚妇人怎么说呢？
She performs an act of faith in that judgment.
在那个耶稣对他的批评的里面，他开始有一个信心生出来。
But even before that, Jesus does not stop with that judgment, but he provides what she needed to know in the act of love.
但同样的，耶稣也都是基于爱去给出这个撒玛利亚妇人看到他所需要知道的。
That the worshipping requires an accurate knowledge of God through His Son in the Scripture.
就话真正嘅崇拜咧，系要去认识神，藉住耶稣基督同埋呢个神嘅话语。
He was actually saying the one approach, which is Jewish approach, who knew the object of their worship was correct, and the other was not accurate.
他所讲的就是说犹太人他的崇拜是正确的，因为他知道崇拜的目标是哪一位，而撒玛利亚人他们不知道。
And it is true that many misunderstand what Jesus meant by worshipping the Father in spirit and truth in verse 23.
很多人都会以为他们知道耶稣所讲的用心灵和诚实敬拜父神是什么意思。
Jesus, when he said in spirit and truth, there's no articles, definite articles here. This is unqualified spirit and truth again.
再一次他讲到这个用心灵和诚实，不是讲到一个特定的一个字眼。
When he says in spirit, that actually means that true worship erupts from the depth of one's souls, from his inner spirit, from the very core of him.
那个心灵就是说是由这个人最深的深处，他的中心里面去出来。
And we treat it as if the spirit and truth are the two separate things, but here, one preposition in governs both nouns together.
我们可能会觉得心灵和诚实好像两样东西，但在这句说话里面，他说用心灵和诚实是讲到两样东西一起。
So what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
Fundamentally speaking, worship is God-focused, enabled by Spirit's gift.
基本就是说呢，是藉着这个灵去给我们这个恩赐，以致我们是能够专注在神那里。
It requires the knowledge of the object of what we worship. We can't just worship without knowing God.
我们不可以不认识神就去敬拜，我们需要去认识神才可以真正的敬拜。
And we know God from Jesus, the Word made flesh.
我们怎么认识神呢？就是藉着这个道成肉身的耶稣。
And they worship God in spirit, meaning everything they have from the bottom of their souls, with their inner spirit,very being existing.
就是心灵是什么呢？就是心灵敬拜是什么呢？就是由在你的灵里面，从你的心底里面 去认识，去真正去敬拜。
It's like Mary's this hymn that we hear in Luke 1.
好像在路加福音第一章玛利亚颂里面所讲的。
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
他说我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
So worshiping the Father in spirit truth means far more greater than worship that is attached to a specific tradition or specific location.
所以用心灵诚实去敬拜呢，是远超于是某种的传统或者某个地方去崇拜。
It will be an envisioning of Revelation 21 where the new Jerusalem would come because the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, are its temple.
就好像是他看到启示录所讲的这个羔羊是这个新的圣殿，他会来到。
It's the worship that the knowledge of the Lord covers the whole earth as the sea.
就是这个神，他以神的知识去充满了全地。
But scripture does also expose false worship.
这个经文也都去揭示了假的崇拜是什么。
The Lord sent Jeremiah in Jeremiah 7 to the temple with a warning, Do not trust in these lying words.
神去差列先去耶利米去宣讲话，你不要依靠虚谎的话。
He said, Temple of the Lord, Temple of the Lord, Temple of the Lord. And as we see the three repetition of that phrase, we see that the people there put their pride in the temple, and it was misplaced.
他说这些，这些是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。三次的重复，他讲到说当时的犹太人，他们将他的专注就在这个殿的里面。
The Holy Spirit empowered Jeremiah to diagnose the disease of Israel people, that they were worshipping lifelessly, without life, in a mechanical way.
圣灵就帮助耶利米去指出当时崇拜的人，他们只不过是重复的公式的去敬拜，而不是真正的敬拜。
The people perform religious duties.
那人去执行这个宗教的责任。
They spoke the prayers, they sang the hymns.
他去祈祷，他们唱这个诗歌。
But their hearts were not engaged.
但他们的心并没有参与当中。
God refuses such worship.
神拒绝这种的敬拜。
It's a spiritually dead religion. It's not genuine faith.
这个是属灵死亡上的一个宗教，而不是真心的用信心。
A pastor R.C. Sproul in Florida says Christian worship today may be more experimental than any previous generation.
这个神学家斯洛普尔他在这里讲话，今天的基督教的崇拜好比过往是更加好像一个实验性一样。
Paul's and research and studies constantly ask what people want on Sunday mornings.
咁好多嘅调查都去问啲人喺星期日早上佢哋想要乜嘢咧
？Should worship generate comfortable feelings that satisfy the people's need?
崇拜应唔应该去生出一种嘅安舒嘅感觉，去满足人嘅需要咧
？And the logic seems compelling to many pastors and leaders.
对于很多的教会的领袖和牧师来讲，这个逻辑都很引人注目。
Why don't we design our worship to meet felt needs of people?
为什么我们不去设计一些崇拜去能够去满足这些人的需要呢？
Or,
或者
you would face empty churches filled with bored people, dismissing church as irrelevant.
如果唔係咧，你嘅教會咧就變咗好多嘅人咧會覺得好悶，或者甚至乎咧，佢哋覺得教會咧係冇關係噶啦。
Jesus here clearly teaches us that the worship must be done according to His desires, not people's desires.
耶穌喺度講話，呢個崇拜咧一定要去根據神嘅設計，唔係根據人嘅，係根據神所希望有嘅，而唔係根據神，唔係根據人嘅渴求。
And we see what happens if church started to worship on the knees of people, and the prime example is in Exodus 32.
咁当我哋睇到呢个教会系根据人嘅渴求需要去设计崇拜嘅时候咧，我哋睇到一个好似喺出埃及记三十二章俾我哋睇到嘅一个例子一样。
The one worship perfectly designed to satisfy.People's need.
那个的崇拜就是设计来去满足当时那个人的需要。
History tells us that's the golden calf worship at the foot of Mount Sinai.
历史告诉我们，那个崇拜就是在西奈山脚下面这个敬拜这个金牛的崇拜。
It was nothing but idolatry.
这个只不过是一个偶像的崇拜。
Therefore, we must relentlessly ask,Does this align with God's truth?
所以我们要不断地问，究竟这件事是不是跟神的真理是配合的呢？
We must fervently protect. Does this reflect God's teaching in His Word?
我们要不断地问，究竟这件事是不是去反映了神的在他的话语里面的教导呢？
This is absolute, and there's no negotiable to true worshippers that God seeks.
这个对于去真正敬拜神的人来讲，这个是不可以去妥协的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
our worship must rest upon entirely God's self-revealed truth in the Bible.
所以我们的崇拜一定要完全的去依靠在神他自己在他的话语里面所揭示他是哪一位。
Any other foundation builds idolatry, not worship. It has to be His word, and His word is truth.
一定要是建基在神的话语里面，其他的东西都 是偶像崇拜。
Let's look what really happened at the end to the Samaritan woman.
我们看看最终这个撒玛利亚妇人有什么事发生。
Jesus' teaching about worship snapped her attention back to what truly mattered.
耶稣对于崇拜的教导，去将这个妇人的注意力去回去那个真正重要的东
西。She says, I know the Messiah is coming.
妇人说我知道弥赛亚要来。
And when he comes, he will explain everything to us.
他说他来的时候就会将一切的事都讲给我们知。
Jesus said, I am the Messiah that you are speaking to.
耶稣说这和你说话的就是他。
It's interesting because Jesus often says his disciples, don't tell what I'm about to tell you, and he hides his messianic identity.
很有趣的就是耶稣通常都叫他的门徒不要周围告诉人他自己是哪一个，他要将他弥赛亚的身份去隐藏。
But with this particular woman of low self-esteem and low credit in the society, he becomes unambiguously revealing who he is.
但是对于这个在社会里面很低下阶层被社会藐视的妇人，耶稣毫不忌讳地将他自己是哪一个给这个妇人去看到。
When she becomes not agnostic anymore, when she gains the knowledge of Jesus, she becomes extremely excited.
当这个妇人是真正有知识认识到耶稣是哪一个的时候，她自己就变得很兴奋。
At first, she came to the well to complete her water task in shame and isolation.
他本身来到这个井是带着羞耻去要去打水完成他的工作。
But her exchange with the stranger Jesus was so energizing that she left her water jar and she hurried into the city.
但是他跟这个陌生人这个耶稣的对话之后，他变得很有力，他来摆低他的水壶就走回去城里面。
When she encountered Jesus, the Son of God,her shame, her hardship that captivated her entire life were nowhere to be found.
当这个妇人遇上这个神子耶稣基督的时候，她的羞辱，她的苦难都离开，不再去捉住她的生命，她变得不再看到。
This encounter with the Messiah changed her 180 degrees, and she went into the city and started announcing her experience.
这个妇人与耶稣的对话，她180度的去改变她，她回去城里面讲给每一个人听她所经历的。
A pastor once asked himself, if people observed me, and if they confront me, who made you the preacher? And what authority do you have to stand in the pulpit and teach people about worship?
一个牧师曾经这样想，当有人去跟他对质，去问他，有乜嘢可以使到你成为一个牧师啊？有乜嘢资格你企喺咧讲台上边教导人敬拜嘅嘢咧
？He thought about that question and he came with the conclusion.
咁佢谂下呢个问题，然后得出一个结论。
It's not just him, but every Christian who attempted to witness Jesus knows this challenge. Who do you think you are?
唔单止系呢个牧师，而系每一个基督徒去尝试去见证耶稣嘅时候。都会去遇上这个挑战，就是说你是哪一个。
The pastor said the most compelling answer he can find is that
这个牧师说他可以想到的一个答案是什么呢？
I'm just one beggar telling other beggars where they can find food.
他说我只不过是一个乞丐，去跟另一个乞丐去讲给他们听在哪一度可以找到食物。
That's exactly what Samaritan woman did.
呢个就系呢个撒玛利亚妇人正正做紧嘅嘢。
When she returned to town, she told the people, "Come and see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
佢翻到去城里边，佢对啲人讲话：，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这是基督吗
？You see, she didn't come to confront them.
佢嚟到呢个城里边，唔系要同佢哋对质。
She didn't claim that she was morally superior now.
佢唔系话佢而家道德系更加道德嘅身份更加高超。
Nor she was teaching some kind of a lesson she learned, but she simply testified that she met Jesus. She encountered God.
佢亦都唔去教导一啲佢学到嘅嘢，而系讲俾人听佢遇上耶稣基督，佢遇上神。
She wanted everyone in town to experience the same encounter she had with Jesus.
佢想城里边嘅每一个人都能够系经历到佢同耶稣遇上所经历嘅。
For the first time in her life, she is no longer agnostic. She is now with knowledge.
佢在第一次嘅喺生命里边唔再系冇知识论嘅人，佢系有知识认识到耶稣。
And her witness sparked belief among the many Samaritans.
咁佢嘅见证喺其他嘅撒玛利亚人当中去流传。
And they said they believed in Jesus not because the woman's testimony, but because they had heard Jesus for themselves.
佢哋最终去相信神、相信耶稣，唔系因为佢呢个妇人嘅见证，而系佢哋亲自嘅去听到耶稣所宣讲嘅。
That's us, the beggar who found bread first, direct other beggars to the source of bread.
呢个就系我哋作为一个乞丐，我哋去帮其他嘅乞丐去指向嗰个真正嘅天粮、真正嘅食物喺边度。
Second-hand testimony can create interest in them, but the first-hand encounter produces faith in them.
一个二手嘅见证可以使人去生发一个兴趣，但系一个第一手嘅亲身的经历才能够生出这个信心。
She encountered Jesus.
这个妇人遇上耶稣。
She pointed others to Jesus.
她将其他人去指向耶稣。
And they came.
她们来到。
And Jesus revealed himself and they believed.
耶稣给她们看到她是谁，然后她们相信。
This is the pattern of biblical evangelism.
这个就是合乎圣经的传福音的方法。
Evangelism doesn't take a spectacular resume.
全讲这个福音不需要一个很亮丽的履历。
She was a woman with 5 failed marriages.
这个妇人过去有5段失败的婚姻。
She was still living in adultery.
她仍然活在偶像崇拜的里面。
Yet she became the catalyst for the citywide revival.
但是她就是使到这个城全城的复兴，他自己是首先。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because genuine witness requires only one qualification.
因为真正的见证只需要有一个的资格。
Meeting God.
是与神相遇。
A personal encounter with Christ.
是个人的去遇见耶稣基督。
You see, she had no previous theological training.
他过去没有任何的神学训练。
She was not even that high on the social ladder.
她甚至乎在社会的阶层不是那么高级。
But she did encounter God.
但是她遇上神。
That's the only qualification that mattered for her.
对于她来说，这个就是她唯一所需要的资历。
And perhaps that's the only credentials that we need to transform our community.
也都是对于我们去要改变这个社群，我们唯一所需要的。
So that's the beginning and end of life-giving worship, meeting God for ourselves in Christ alone.
这个就是怎样在真正献上生命的崇拜，就是个人的去 与神去相遇。
So what is life-giving worship?
献上生命的敬拜是什么呢？
We looked at the very text that tells us what it is, but in Revelations 4, we see another example.
在启示录的第四章，我们看到另一个的例子。
In Revelations 2-3, we see 7 churches struggling on earth.
在启示录二章和三章，我们看到七个教会在地上的事情。
And after that vision, in Revelation 4, God invites John to see a perfect worship in heaven.
然后到第四章，神邀请这个约翰去看到天上真正的敬拜是什么。
And John sees angels crying out day and night, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
约翰看到这个天使不断昼夜去说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
In heaven, every creature and elder is focused on the heavenly throne alone and praising him 24/7.
在天上边，这个所有的长老会物是完全专注在神的宝座上边，昼夜的去敬拜他。
Because they were focused on God himself,
因为他们专注在神的里边，
they were able to continue to praise him.
他们能够不断的去赞美他。
But here on earth,
但在地上边，
we often make ourselves the center of worship.
我们很多时将自己变成这个敬拜的中心。
We say, I like the sermon today.
我们说，啊，我喜欢今天的讲道。
We say the music was good and touched me.
我们说，啊，那个音乐呢，很触动到我。
We place our own experience and feelings at the core of worship.
我们将我们自己和个人的经历放在这个崇拜的中心。
But church,
教会，
it's time for us to wake up.
我们要醒了。
Because worship is not about us.
因为敬拜不是关乎我们自己。
It is about God and God alone.
是唯一的，是关乎神。
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。
That means we must be cautious when people-friendly or need-based worship will replace God's glory.
因为这个与人友善的崇拜或者以人为中心的崇拜就会去取代了神的荣耀。
Now, people may often ask, how can they worship continuously in heaven without stop? Won't they become boring and tiring?
咁有些人问，他们怎么可以在天上昼夜的不断去敬拜呢？他们不会觉得很闷的吗？
I mean, even at our church, we are having a hard time just...worshipping more than once on Sunday.
咁我哋喺地上边，我哋甚至乎一个礼拜里边揾一日崇拜都觉得好困难。
We are having a hard time sitting for 1 hour for sermon. How can they worship continuously to God?
我哋甚至乎唔能够坐定定嘅去听一个钟头嘅讲道，佢哋点可以喺天上不断嘅崇拜咧？
The reason why it's not tiring and boring is because they are beholding God in Christ.
他们不觉得累，不觉得去闷，因为他们专注在神当中。
Because they see God,
因为他们看到神。
They see a new aspect of His holiness and receive new understanding and experience fresh wonder.
因为他们每一刻都看到神的新的一面，一个新鲜的一面，他们从前不认识的，他们更加诧异。
For worship,is for in heaven is God-centered and therefore it is a joyful experience of knowing Him more and more infinitely.
在天上的崇拜是以神为中心，是当他们去更加认识到神的时候，他们更加经历到的喜乐，可以不断的去经历神。
When worship becomes self-centered or people-centered, it becomes a burden.
当这个崇拜以人为中心的时候，就变得有一个重担。
Do you remember where John was when he received this vision? He was in the exile of an island called Patmos.
当约翰是得到这个异象的时候，他在哪里呢？他是被放逐在这个拔摩岛的上面。
And what kept these biblical characters to continue on to worship God is because they're fixed on Jesus.
他们怎么可以不断地敬拜呢？因为他们眼目是专注在耶稣基督那里。
They go to Jesus in the morning and in the evening and Monday on Sunday and Wednesday.
他们朝早晚上星期一到星期日不断地去耶稣那里。
In the same way,
同样的，
when our weekly worship here in Grace Church becomes a glimpse of heaven,
当我们恩约堂在这里的崇拜是好像窥见天堂的崇拜的时候，
We receive power to face this broken world.
我们就能够去得着这个力量去面对这个破落的世界。
May you worship, may our worship be God-centered alone.
愿你的崇拜，我们的崇拜是唯一以神为中心。
And may we continue to receive strength to persevere through throughout the coming week.
让我们在当中得着力量，在接下来这个礼拜我们去继续 去面对。
So that the worship becomes life-giving.
以至这个敬拜是成为真正生命献上的敬拜。
Join me in a word of prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Lord, thank you for teaching us, even though we think we know, by walking one step at a time.
主啊，多谢你去教导我哋，纵使我哋以为我哋每下一步嘅时候，我哋知道更加多。
And thank you for giving us a timely word today.
我哋感谢你及时嘅说话。
Lord, we are nothing but a sinner.
主啊，我哋只系罪人。
We are at the center of our worship, then it may be changed so that you may be at the center of our life.
求主你叫我哋唔好成为我哋自己崇拜嘅中心，我哋求主你成为我哋自己嘅中心。
And help us and help those who are struggling with that.
帮助我哋，帮助喺呢个挑战里边挣扎紧嘅人。
Let this worship may not be a cause to defame the name of our holy God.
让这个我们的崇拜不会去羞辱了神的名。
Just as those angels behold the beauty of Christ and continue to worship you,
好像天上的幻物天使不断地去仰望耶稣基督去敬拜。
Make us fix our eyes upon you.
让我们的眼睛注目在你那里。
To worship you in spirit and truth.
是用心灵诚实去敬拜你
and to savor the living water from Christ.
去亲尝耶稣基督的活水
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名义求
Amen.
Amen.